SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got a lot to do this hour. We'll start to look at all these games for Week 13, which is spread out over 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, for all the games this week that we will have. We got some college basketball going on, too. I love this Duke-Kansas game tonight. I love Duke in the game. We went up to 4.5. We got 3.5 earlier on Coast to Coast, so we'll be keeping our eye there. And I'm going to ask George in a moment what's going on in these hockey games, because there is two that are getting late early in the NHL tonight. Light slate, of course. Mike Carver, sans Joe. Joe out on assignment, and that means Gentleman George Kurtz, here with us this hour. What is going on in the hockey, George? Did we get some more scoring?
Oh, yes and no. Canucks, Bruins, no. Mm. All right, still that Jake DeBrusk goal, the tip there that went right to DeBrusk, only goal there, 1-0 with about, just starting the third period here, so it's about 14 minutes, I'm sorry, wrong game, 19 minutes left in that game. Utah and Montreal, they're playing a fun one, 2-2, about 14 minutes left in the third period. Genther and McBain for Utah, Newhook and Struble. Yeah, I'm sure these are guys everyone had anytime goal scorers for, by the way, scored for Montreal there. So we're not getting the big names. We're not getting the big names, Mike.
Tomorrow's a day to do that, right, George? When you've got 15 games in the NHL like you do on Wednesday, that's the type of night where you could throw all the big names out. That's going to be a lot of score. There's going to be a lot of goals, a lot of scoring. Usually you love the salami on nights like that where you got 15 games on the card. Go after it for the goal numbers. What's the TV doubleheader? Caps, Lightning, and Vegas, Colorado is the TNT doubleheader tomorrow night for Wednesday. So not bad with those two. Watching? Unfortunately, no Ovi, unfortunately, for the Caps, as we know. Islanders have the Bruins at home. And the Rangers are in Carolina against the Hurricanes. So Canucks, Penguins. So the Canucks playing back-to-back nights, just like the Bruins. So who's only not playing? I guess Utah and Canadians are playing in Columbus.
Okay.
No, I see Utah. There's got to be one other because there's 32 now, right, George? We have 32 teams in the league, and there's 15 games.
Did you say Vancouver?
So, yes, Vancouver's playing. So three of the four teams playing tonight are playing tomorrow. I do not see Utah on the schedule, and I'm not going through it all right now to find out who else isn't playing tomorrow.
You're not that curious, huh?
But either way, you've got almost the entire league that will be going at it. Two other just more big picture NFL things for you, George. Obviously, with Barkley going berserk again on Sunday night for the Eagles, people have started to bang the drum, and clearly bettors have started to bang the drum for him for MVP, as he was, I think, in the 20s or 30s, maybe even the 50s, a couple of weeks ago for MVP, and now is sitting third at most books behind Allen and Lamar. We know that this is a quarterback award. Are you giving any juice to Barkley as the MVP, or are you just wasting your money because he's not a quarterback?
Well, he's only about 714 yards away from the record. All right, he sets that record, he'll win the award. All right, now I think that comes out to about 102 yards a game. Do I think he's going to set it? Probably not, for a couple of reasons. One is this Sunday, they play Baltimore, very good run defense, so he's probably good chance he's not going to get over 100 yards. And they also play Pittsburgh, same thing. You know, that'd be tough to get over 100 yards in that game as well. It's what you have to average here. And also because I just don't know if those last games at the end of the season are going to mean anything. They might want it, and there's only one team that gets a bye, and they're probably not going to get it. That's probably Detroit. So you may want to rest those, you know, Barkley a little bit in week 18. And even if he's going for the record, because remember, if he's going for the record, Mike, that means you got to play your offensive line. They can't rest. You probably have to play Jalen Hurts. He can't rest. Everybody has to go. You know, so it would depend on what Sirianni feels like. Also, does Barkley care? Remember, he sat out against the Giants in the fourth quarter when he didn't want to set the record versus them of most yardage. Right? So I don't know. I think, if it's me, if I'm Philadelphia, I want to win the trophy. You know, the record's nice, but I need to make sure he's healthy.
Well, I'm not so sure that they'll be resting guys because the one, as we see, is important. The one is super important. They're only a game back. And Detroit, as I meant, they play Buffalo. They play the Packers again. They play the Vikings again. They go to San Francisco, but that's at the end, you know, which doesn't, if they were playing them this week, I'd say they crush them. But in week 17, who knows who's back for the Niners by then and what that game looks like. I think the Eagles have an easier schedule than the Lions over these last 6 weeks. Yes, they have Ravens-Steelers. I know the crossover games. They have two tough AFC games with Ravens-Steelers. But I think the Eagles are going to be in the mix to get one seed.
That's what they play.
If Detroit slips up. And look, I'm saying slip up. Like, they're 10-1 right now. You know, it's like asking a team to go 16-7. What did we got now? 16-1. That's a lot to ask. Especially with some of the games that they're going to play.
Tiebreaker would be conference record.
They did not play each other this year, right, George? They didn't play each other.
No.
In the regular season.
It would come down to it would more than likely, if they're tied, would come down to common opponents, because I assume that conference record would be about even, depending on who Detroit lost to. You know, the Detroit Buffalo loss actually wouldn't mean all that much, because that's not a conference loss. So, listen, I would agree with you. The Philadelphia schedule is easier. And I already said I think they beat Baltimore this week. You know, and I think they'll beat Pittsburgh. You know, it's funny. I think if you take them solo, Mike, I think they'll beat Baltimore. I think they'll beat Pittsburgh. But you put it together, I don't know if they can beat both. It's just a weird little thing that goes into my head. Carolina, yeah. Washington, Dallas, Giants. I mean, what's the worst that happens there? 3-1? And I don't know who the one
let's
is.
Let's say they win the two games, George, and Detroit loses to the Bills, let's say, in that Week 15 game, like, even though they're playing the Giants and Dallas and stuff at the end, like, they could have the one in sights, and the one's big. Big difference. I said this to Cam today. Big difference late January playing an NFC title game indoors in Detroit or outdoors in Philly. That's a huge, huge
Completely
difference.
Agree.
Completely agree. Playing that game. Agree. So I think the Eagles are going to have a lot to play for.
Detroit plays Buffalo at home, Minnesota at home, Green Bay at home.
Yeah,
you know they only have two road games left. They only
played a ton of road games already.
Yeah, and that San Fran game. I don't know if that San Fran game's. I don't know what San Fran's going to have left at that point. Second last game of the season, Monday night.
Huge question mark. They could be out of it, or they could be fighting for their lives, or they could be fighting for their lives and be alive in the West. Who knows? Very tricky. So. But I think if the Bills keep winning, and I'm not just saying this as an Allen, Bill Homer, or anything like that, it's always a quarterback award. He hasn't won it yet. And if he keeps winning and they go 14-3 or whatever, and he's got a whole new cast around him this year, I believe, George, that they would finally give Allen an MVP. I think they've been dying to give Allen one, and I think this could be the year to do it. They'll give Barkley the offensive player of the year.
I like Allen a lot. I think Buck needs to set the record. Nick, bottom line is, I think he needs to set the record to win the MVP.
To even be in the discussion, he's got to set the record as far as you're concerned. I don't think he
nuts.
Automatically wins.
It's not fair. I think he does.
Okay.
It'd be like Judge over Otani. Judge hit the 62 home runs. Judge wins the award.
Carver and Lisa, Sports Good Radio, George in for Joe. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here on the grid. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out, George Kurtz in here, as per usual, this week. This night of the week, I should say. All right, George, let's do this. Thursday, triple header, Turkey Day. We have got the traditional, of course, Lions and Cowboys hosting their games as they always do. I did not realize, George, and I guess this, you know, really this is the only week of the year this stuff comes up. I did not realize that the Lions have lost 7 straight Thanksgiving Day games. Outright. Straight up. 7 straight they have lost on Thanksgiving. Last year, of course, they were favorites. They lost to the Packers. Year before that, they lost to the Bills. Year before that, they lost to the Bears. The Bears have actually beaten them 3 of those 7 games that they've lost in a row on Thanksgiving Day. This is a heavy number, 10.5, total of 48.5. It's a lot, George, but I've been on this Lion bandwagon even when the numbers have been a little big because I just feel like they're on a bit of a mission this year, and Campbell's on a bit of a mission to show dominance, and I think that this means a lot to him this week. I think he doesn't like that he's never won on Thanksgiving. I think he doesn't like that people think his team looks ahead to this game, or no, isn't focused on it. And I think he wants to make a statement. And I think he's got the right team because as much as the Bears have been in it the last couple weeks and lost some really ridiculous finishes, when are they going to let go of the rope and say, man, this just isn't going to... A short week on the road, Thanksgiving, wanting to get home to the family. I could see Detroit covering the 10.5.
Well, I'm not taking Chicago. It's that simple. I'm not taking Chicago. either I'm taking Detroit or, you know, you want to put him into some kind of teaser, parlay, fine. But I kind of agree with you with everything you said there. Now, Dan Campbell scares me sometimes, Mike, because sometimes when he feels like he has to prove something, he makes weird decisions. All right, so he scares me a little bit like that. But he's been very good this year, right? He's been more calm as far as, you know, being – I don't want to say a traditional head coach, but not doing things like, what the hell? Listen, my best friend's a Detroit fan. I get texted during the game, what is Campbell doing here? I'm not talking to the guy, but I'm not getting those this year. Right? This team reminds me of, I forget what year, the year the Patriots were, whatever, 18-1, whatever it was. They were just blowing people halfway to hell, and they didn't care. Yeah. That's what this team reminds me of. So I think if they get the opportunity, yeah, they'll blow the Bears out the door for several reasons, and you just named most of them. So, I like the Lions as well. You're going to want to be careful as far as your props with David Montgomery. I think he is going to play. Campbell sort of hinted at that today, but how long? I don't know. Amon St. Brown also banged up, limited in practice today. So we're going to want to be careful there, and maybe Campbell will, maybe he won't. But I'm not betting the Bears. It's either the Lions or I just do some kind of teaser parlay.
And it is tough with the Lion guys because usually they both eat, right, George? Like Gibbs and Montgomery. Gibbs gets more yards, but it seems like Montgomery's always good for at least one touchdown. Gibbs most games is good for one touchdown, and Montgomery's usually the guy who gets the second. Now, I believe Gibbs got the 2 last week because Montgomery, like you said, was a little banged up. So I would lean more towards Gibbs than Monty for this game.
Agreed.
And when, as we
maybe
say
Gibbs
that,
total Monty yards.
I you know what I like playing, George? I like playing Gibbs for receiving yards. I love playing because usually for 25 yards, you're getting some small plus money, and I usually like playing Gibbs out of the backfield. So that's my thing, and I play one of them for 2 touchdowns every week because they score two or three rushing touchdowns.
They rip through,
and they just don't. They like to pound the rock down low. They just do. 48.5? Yeah.
Caleb played better last week.
Are the Bears going to score on them? Are the Bears going
to
score?
That's my problem. How much can they? I mean, you probably need Detroit to score a minimum in the 30s somewhere to get this over. Yeah, but
now
one thing I'm liking
some,
here is that,
you know, Lions have been losing some guys on D.
Yes, that could be a problem in the playoffs, it's, by the way. Yeah, they lost. But how about this? You know, you could tease it down to 4.5, regular teaser, over 42.5. I think that might be my favorite play.
It's been tucked away, George, right? Because they win by so much every week and the offense has been so good. But they have been losing some of their bodies, some of their starters, their best guys on the defensive side. I can't trust Chicago and this loser coach in this spot. I just can't do it. I cannot do it. I think that this is once again, this is smash city for Detroit. And I know it's been super public every week and everyone's on Detroit every week. And that's going to be the same thing again here on Thursday, George, but I don't care. I will just continue to ride with the Lions because they're proving it every week. Like they're going, it's not like they're winning and not covering. They're covering these numbers. It's not like what Kansas City's doing or some of these other teams. They're getting it done. So I'm in the mix here. Big net now. And the Lions get to what the Cowboys used to get. You know how the Cowboys, George, used to always get the Thursday game on Thanksgiving, and then the following Thursday, they'd play the Thursday night game? The Lions are getting that this year. The Lions are playing the following week on the Thursday night game against...
I think they're playing Green Bay, who's doing the same thing. Yeah, same weird. Thing.
So that, and they've started to do that. Even when the Cowboys were getting it, they would take one of the other teams from the other game, and that would be who. So they don't want anybody on uneven rest, right? That's why they do that.
Not two weeks in a row.
Right. So they take usually now two of the six teams that play on Thanksgiving Day, and that's usually your Thursday night game the following week, which you'll get with the Packers and the Lions going back. We'll come back, George, and we will discuss Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito or Drew Lock. It would be one or the other. Not sure yet. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, George and Joe. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out, George Kurtz in. And George will be all ready to go. Avoid the family on Thursday at 4:30, as he does every year, where his Cowboys hit the screen down in Big D, this time against the hated New York Giants. In fact, George will probably have, I would guess, some Giant fan relatives in his presence, maybe, who knows, and they probably know George doesn't associate with Giant fans. He doesn't want anything to do with any of them, and he just wants to see his Cowboys beat a division rival twice in 4 days, take them down, Washington Sunday, Giants on Thursday, and then completely ruin getting a top 10 draft pick. That's all. That's good.
Win when you should lose when you should win. Yeah, that's actually kind of true here. I actually would like to see the Cowboys, but I can't see them losing to the Giants. So this is a Giants.
You don't
want
to lose to the Giants. I know you want to lose for the pick. You don't want to lose to the Giants because they're in something.
Maybe you do. Well, listen, if they lose to the Giants, besides the draft pick, doesn't that convince Jerry that, okay, McCarthy has to go? All right. Assuming he's serious about what he was talking about today, which I still don't think he was. I think he's just trying to make, you know, put some of the news out there.
You've said they've lost how many in a row at home?
Oh, well, they lost to Green Bay in the playoffs last year, so that's one. And so I would think six, right?
Five games this year? Six in a row at home? And most of them in pretty embarrassing fashion out of those six.
Most. I think they're all in terrible. I mean, I guess technically the Baltimore loss is only by 3 points, but we all know that was a blowout, and Baltimore let up late. Philadelphia, so Houston, will wipe out here.
If he loses to Tommy Cutlets on Thursday and makes it seven in a row at home, that's tough. You can't lose. You saw the Giants on Sunday, George? How they played against Tampa?
Unfortunately,
I mean, that was pathetic.
Are they going to get two returns for touchdowns? Probably not. You know, I mean, it's possible. The Islanders has a truckload of injuries. They're going to be going with their third and fourth cornerbacks. But I think Micah Parsons alone is enough to wreck this game for the Giants. He's gonna make DeVito or Rush or I don't care who's quarterbacking, Pisarczyk, Sims, Hostetler. He's going to make their lives miserable. He should be in that backfield all game long. I don't think they lose. I don't. But it wouldn't be the worst thing if they did, depending on where my bets are. And Mike, I rarely bet on the Cowboys. I did last week, by the way. I just felt they'd cover the 10.5.
I think I'm
betting on the Cowboys.
I think I'm betting on the Cowboys. 10.5 in Washington. Will it matter if it's Locke or DeVito? Will that change your mind on anything? Or will it
I'd rather beat DeVito. He's DeVito sucks. I'd rather beat DeVito.
Yeah, he's Locke, not. He's not that
Locke's
good.
A wild card. I don't know what Locke would do.
And Locke's also, as you heard him last week, he's pissed off. That they're playing DeVito over him. So if he gets a chance to play,
he's still a backup quarterback. What are you upset about?
Because DeVito is hurt. I think Locke will play well if they're forced to put him out there. I think he's going to play well, Drew Locke.
I think he would too.
That would worry me.
Are we taking Neighbors? Are we going bananas on Neighbors? Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
He destroyed me on Sunday, George. I had a couple of big touchdown parlays where the last leg was Neighbors. I thought the DeVito plane would spark the, you know, he'd throw some balls up there just to get him going, and it didn't happen. I don't think I can cross the bridge again with Neighbors, which means I'll probably have a huge game. Yes, some stuff. Most touchdowns are out. Usually they hit this close to game time.
62.5 yards. 5.5.
I'm greedy, wow. George. I would have to play him for like 100.
That's crazy. I'm not doing that. Why don't we just ugh.
What is he for a touchdown? +220. +220 for a touchdown.
When was the last time he scored a touchdown? It's been forever.
That's what I'm saying. I've played him like two of the last 3 weeks or three of the last 4 weeks. And
I would feel better if it's Locke. I would feel better for Neighbors if it's Locke than DeVito.
How about if it's Locke, we play the over. If it's DeVito, we play the Cowboys.
I'm good with the Locke part. Actually, I'm good with the DeVito part, too. Yeah, I can't get the Cowboys losing this game. I know they're not a good team, but I think they do break that home losing streak.
The Giants are pathetic. They're pathetic. Carver, Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Here with you on the grid. Carver, sans Lisi, Joe out, George Curtis in. As we get ready for week 13 NFL, got a lot of other things going on as well. The night game on Thursday, George, as we mentioned earlier, the Dolphins are in Green Bay against the Packers. This is the one game that the NFL can actually sell as has some kind of importance, I guess, playoff implication-wise. Miami's won 3 in a row to climb themselves back to 5-6, and a game back in the loss of Denver. For that last spot in the AFC, the Packers, as we know, are 8-3. And as you, I believe, quickly mentioned earlier, 8-3 gets you third place in your division, which is that's rough. But not only does it even get like if it's your third in your division, you're not first wild card either. You're second wild card. So you start. But there's two, I guess you could say, subpar divisions in the NFC this year. So really, the first and second wild card are going to get. The winners of the West and the South, which might not be great, depending on who it all comes out to. -3.5 for the Packers. 47.5 is the total. We gave a stat on Coast to Coast today. Tua is 0-4 straight up under 40 degrees. He's 1-3 against the spread. We know the Dolphins forever stink in cold weather. They are coming off last year playing in the coldest game ever, that playoff game in Kansas City. Maybe they learned some lessons that night. Who knows? I'm probably nuts, George, but I'm on the Dolphins Thursday night, believe it or not. I'm taking the Dolphins.
Wow. For those who are wondering, pretty much what the weather you're seeing Buffalo on Sunday night, you're going to get in Green Bay on Thursday night. Mid-20s, snow. I don't know what
snow how now? Much I did not snow. Know about the snow.
They're saying, I don't cold. Know, could be flurries. I'm not saying it's Cleveland, Pittsburgh, the second half. I'm not saying it says chance of snow flurries, but what I'm looking at here. Wind 7 miles an hour, so that's not a big deal. You just read all the relevant numbers here. I don't know how that offense works. I mean, listen, it's in some ways not the same Dolphin team. You got to chain. We know he can run the football, so that's what you got to do. You got to pound the rock. But until Tua does it, I can't believe it, Mike. We're not talking 36 degrees, you know, just a little bit under 40 here. Okay, doesn't matter. We're talking well under 40 degrees. It's going to be cold. All right. I think Green Bay has underperformed. They're 8-3. I think they've underperformed this year. Go figure. Love has made some strange decisions, but they can run the ball well also here. I would like to see Yair Alexander return for them. Not sure about his stats going to be Tuesday. We'll probably know more about that tomorrow. I can't bet on the Dolphins. I can't. Not until I see. And Tyreek Hill's not Tyreek Hill. All right. And good for you. The charges were dropped. Know, the ticket, whatever. That was wrist. Dropped. That was just a weird situation. But he's not. He's just not himself. He missed today for a personal reason, too. What the hell's going on there? So, whatever. No, I'll go Green Bay.
And like I said, I'm probably going to regret it. But I'm going to take the half, take the 3.5. I think the Dolphins have a little bit of belief right now that they have themselves back in this thing. And you brought up a point just now that it was big for me. Love is sloppy. He's a great quarterback. He's would love to have him. Maybe not me. I have Allen. But most teams would love to have Jordan Love as their quarterback. But he makes some mistakes, George, that you kind of scratch your head at. And he was on the verge of making some against the 49ers. Now, the game was out of hand. Did you see the plays where, like, kind of almost fumbled the ball, but, like, was able to bring it back in? He had another bad throw that didn't get picked. Like, he's good to give you a couple of opportunities to get some turnovers off of him every single game. I think the Dolphin defense has enough guys on that side of the ball that can maybe take advantage of that. And you factor in, I don't think that the Packer D is that great, especially if Alexander's not out there. I don't think the Packer D is that great. I think Miami's going to be able to score some points here. Now, if it's snowing, as you say, and real, well, you know, that could change. If it's just cold, I think that Miami can hang around. Maybe not win. I'll take the half with the 3. The 3.5, I think, is huge. And I'm going to dance with Miami. And like I said, they'll probably burn me. Friday, one game, Raiders-Chiefs. We mentioned it a little while ago. 12.5 now for Kansas City, and 42.5 is the total. The Chiefs have major problems covering these enormous spreads. But I just feel like, George, this is getting served up on a platter for them this week, especially with the miserable quarterback play that the Raiders are going to bring to the party. Mahomes specifically saying after Carolina Sunday that he would like to have a blowout for a change as opposed to all these close games. Games in Arrowhead. There's just a lot that points to me that if the Chiefs are ever going to cover a big number, it's this week.
I would agree. Listen, there's no chance in hell to bet on the Raiders. I don't care who the quarterback is, Ritter, O'Donnell, Ken Stabler. It doesn't matter. They're terrible. Just don't let Bowers go bananas on you, and you're okay. Right? Even if he does go bananas on you, I don't think it matters all that much, to tell you the truth. But just cover him. This is a game I can always guarantee you. I will parlay it. There's like 18,000 hockey games on Friday afternoon, so I'll find a hockey and do a little cross-pollination and go with the hockey there. I don't love laying 12.5, but if I had to, I don't think I'd have much of an issue that way also.
I love Bowers. I think Bowers is awesome.
He is.
But I can't even – and I play him every week, George, for touchdown. I can't even play him this week because these guys are so bad. I don't care who it is, O'Connell or Ritter. It's just Ritter came in that game on Sunday when Minshew got hurt. It was just misery. Like if you had anybody out there that Myers is the one guy that gets a lot of work because he always gets himself open over the middle with those quick slants and everything that he does. Bowers, I don't think you're gonna get like I'm gonna sit him this week in fantasy. I think George. Now I have McBride also. I have McBride and Bowers.
Oh, okay.
And I've been and so I'm gonna. I've been playing both of them some weeks, in my one in my flex, one in the tight end. But I think because of the matchup and the quarterback, I think I'm going to sit Bowers because I have guys like Bucky Irvin and others that I can also put in that flex spot. So I just don't trust it this week. I just don't. And he'll probably have a buck 20.
McBride only one touchdown this year. And the one touchdown, Mike,
only
is on the ground.
It's a fumble recovery in the end zone.
Not even a freaking catch. He was open a couple of times on Sunday, too. For the love of God, Murray, look for him.
Doesn't look for him. It's amazing. Sounds like we're both, neither of us want anything to do with the Raiders. Sunday, early slate. Kind of dipped the toe in this one quickly earlier, too. The Chargers take the cross-country short week trip after a loss on Monday night to Atlanta to see the Falcons, who are coming off of a bye. It was 2.5 this morning. Now I'm seeing 1.5, George, for the Chargers with a 47.5. Falcons have to win this game, especially if Dobbins doesn't play. You got to win this game if you're Atlanta. If you're not going to win this game, I really can't take them seriously. And I know they got banged up in Denver before the bye, banged up in New Orleans before the bye. They're back at home. They got to win this game.
Did you see how the Ravens beat the Chargers with Derrick Henry? Bijan Robinson should get a healthy, feed him all game here. All right, do that. You come up with a bye. He should be completely healthy here. Feed him. That's what I would do if I'm the Falcons here and take care of business and send the Chargers home. I know we were teasing Matthias earlier, but I think the Falcons win as well. Everything's just pointing against the Chargers. Short week, on the road, 1 o'clock start, coming out east. It's not right. You know, but once again, the NFL doesn't care about that. Suck it up, go play. You know, it reminds me of the Goodfellas, right? Can't say what he would say. It was F you, pay me, right? F you, play. I don't care.
Every single rest and travel advantage is at the Falcons. Every single one. And the injury, and the health. Everything's with them. Not a win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lee, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz in for Joe, as he'll be back tomorrow night. All right, George. We'll try to ramp through the rest of these. The Colts go to New England. The Colts stink too. You know, they're 5-7 now. The Patriots are 3-9. -2.5 road favorites. I take Anthony Richardson as a road favorite, George. I know it's New England, but man, that's dicey. 42.5. That's called, George. I could find other things to bet on Sunday. I don't need to bet on that game. I can find other things to do. I can't even think of a prop that I would want to, or who anybody I'd want to back in that game. I don't want to go anywhere near it.
Well, I'm going near it. Give me Indianapolis. Richard is playing better. Listen, we only got 10 games on Sunday. All right. It's a slow 7.
That's true.
That's a rant. I'll stay with it. But why is it 7, 1 o'clock games, 3, 4? Why can't we do whatever? Fine. Why can't we do 6 and 4? But it is what it is. I'm going to go with the Colts. Listen, are they good? No. But I think Indianapolis is worse. You know, they seen, you know, Drake made it and played all well last week. Indianapolis, I mean, they're only 2 games behind Houston here. You know, I don't think they're out of the division at all the way Houston's playing. I'm going to say they keep the pressure on here. They keep the pressure on. They beat New England. I think they do it comfortably. So I'm going to lay it here. New England, I think New England's looking forward to next year.
There are 6 road dogs on Sunday. I already gave you the Chargers. I already gave you the Colts. The Texans are road dogs in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. -4.5 for the Texans, 43.5. Jags coming off the bye. I know the Jags suck. I guess they're getting Lawrence back this week too, right, George? I would have to guess after the bye they're getting Lawrence back, or are they going to put him in the cupboard? Probably won't know that till Wednesday, I would guess.
I think he plays. But if it's Mac Jones, by the way, you put all your money on Houston. If it's Lawrence,
Mac Jones is pathetic. Right?
They got a puncher's chance. Now, if it's Lawrence, they do. Coming up by. Still.
Obviously, George, not very impressed with Houston with what they do on a week-in, week-out basis. And they lost at home to Tennessee last week, so you'd think there'd be a little bit more focus here this week. But I need to know who's playing quarterback for the Jags before I'm willing to lay 4.5 with the Texans on Sunday.
I agree. I have nothing else for you here. Like I said, if it's Mac Jones, I'll put every dime I have in my account on Houston here. But if it's Trevor Lawrence, I'll be much more conservative in this game. I probably would. Excuse me. If it's Lawrence, I'd probably take the over. I think we'll get 43.5.
Very possible. Yeah, we could get involved there. They usually, you know, and I feel like they've played some wild games, the Texans and the Jags, the last couple of years. I'd have to go back and look. But I feel like they've played some pretty crazy games, so I have to go check that out. Another road favorite short, Seattle into MetLife against the Jets. And this is like another situation. This is the third of the road of the home dogs, George, that they're all coming off a bye. Atlanta coming off a bye, home dog. Jags coming off a bye, home dog. Jets coming off a bye, home dog. The Seattle coming cross country early kick. 1.5 and a 41.5.
It's the Jets. It's the Jets.
It sure is.
Coming out today saying that reporters today have no integrity. Aaron, well, I'm not so sure you should be playing the integrity card, buddy. Don't think you should be doing that.
Stones, George, to tell McAfee on Tuesday, whatever it was, that he hasn't decided if he's playing next year. I played a clip of him with Pharrell 3 weeks ago where he said, I am playing next year. He said it. He said after one, I'm playing next year. That's my intention. Now suddenly it's not his intention? That's because he knows that Woody and the Jets are chopping him. They know that they don't want him around, so he's going to try make it out like it's
who does
his
want
decision.
Who would want to bring him in, have to pay him what he's going to want? He's not going to play for $5 million a year. So who's gonna take on his personality and everything, all the baggage he has, and he sucks. And I know the Jets are making excuses. Well, he's been hurt all year. Well, he's 41. He's gonna be hurt all next year too. So no. Who would want him? I mean, like I said at this point, what the Raiders are gonna bring him? Can he cry to get Devontae Adams back with the Raiders? Then I mean, no. Whether he does or not, I don't think it matters anymore. I just don't think it matters. As for this week. I don't know what the Jets. Maybe they show up. They're coming off a bye here. Maybe Rodgers finds Wilson, Adams, Hall. They seem to realize how good Hall was right before the bye. Right? Once again, Seattle, cross country. They had a big win. This Bill Parcells would be hanging mouse traps up, right? Because the trap game is a big time trap game. Don't eat the cheese here. You're in first place now in the division. I kind of feel the Jets.
I kind of like the Jets too. Not going to lie. I feel like the Jets are good. I don't think Seattle's that good, George. Seattle's that good. And I don't think it's a great spot for them. And I'm sure the weather's not going to be great either. New York on Sunday. I obviously know it's not going to be good in Buffalo, but it's not close. But I'm sure the Northeast as a whole isn't going to be great this weekend. So
37 clear for what it's worth.
Okay, that's not too bad. But still, I kind of lean Jets here. I know we're a few days out, but that's where I'm kind of at. In the wackiest line of the week, the 4-7 Bengals are 2.5-point favored over the 8-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. I gave this note today on the TV. Since 2003, bad teams, 40% or less win rate. Favored against good teams, 70% or better win rate. Are 60-46-6 against the spread, 57%. And in week 13 or later, which this is, the bad teams are 5-0-1 against the spread. When you have a bad team favored against a good team this late in the year. You could smell it, right, George? You could smell it. It's everyone's gonna be on Pittsburgh. Everyone's gonna
Cincinnati.
Be on the Steelers.
I'm on the Bengals.
It's got to be the Bengals. This has got to be the Bengals. They're off a bye too, right? Bengals off a bye as well. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, George and Fajel. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harvard Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I got like four or five left, George. Let's try to rumble through these since we only have 5 minutes here. Tennessee getting 5.5 in Washington. They're coming off a win. Washington has now lost three in a row to get themselves to 7-5. You laying it with the Commanders?
No. I'm going to take the points with Tennessee, but they lose the game. Washington wins the game, but they don't cover.
I could absolutely see that. Cardinals are getting 3.5 in Minnesota against the Vikings, 44.5 total.
What are they? I mean, they laid an egg against Seattle. That you can't. That was ugly last week. Now you're playing a team with a much better defense at home. No, I don't think anybody in the NFC West is all that good. By the way, I think Minnesota's a paper tiger as well. All right, I still think they're better than Arizona. All right, so I'm going to take Minnesota to cover here. And by the way, for the love of God. You brought up fantasy before. Can Justin Jefferson get a freaking touchdown, please? Two receptions last week? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That can't happen.
I don't want to talk about it. It's awful.
Panthers are getting 5.5 at home against Tampa. They've won three in a row. They won two, then they lost the game. They've covered a bunch of games here, including that 11 against the Chiefs last week. They played very well. Now they have Tampa in their building. I'm on the Panthers again.
I could see it being the same situation as Washington and Tennessee where they lose but cover here. I like the over in this game. I think we're going to get points because Carolina can. That's what we saw against Kansas City. Carolina can score. I think they'll get at least 17, 20 points here. I'm probably going to go with Tampa. I like the way they're playing. I just like the way Ballas has a team. And they're getting healthier. They're getting healthier in that secondary. They're getting better at the right time here. So I don't love it, mind you, because like I said, I could see this the same situation where Tampa wins but doesn't cover, maybe a late touchdown by Carolina, backdoor cover here. But I'm going to go Tampa. Over.
Another home team off a bye getting points at home. The Saints against the Rams in New Orleans. Rams -3 with a 49.5. Total seems a little heavy for me, honestly. 49.5 is a little heavy.
I agree, and I'm not a big under player, by the way. Like most people, I like my overs here, but I'm going to go the under in this game. When did the Saints have a great offense? When that happened? When?
Well, because I guess because they scored a ton of points last time out against who was that they beat at home? Oh, was that your Falcons, Mateo? Who did they beat the last time out? No, it was somebody.
They didn't beat them up. That was the game
they beat
Kuba's
someone
17
else. No, Cleveland. They smashed Cleveland before the bye.
They did smash Cleveland
at home. They're not playing Cleveland this week.
I don't love the Rams, but I'll take the Rams, but I don't love them. Kamara should have a big game. We saw what Barkley can do to them. I'm assuming New Orleans watched that game too. Feed the ball to Barkley here. I'll love my reception or yardage props with Cooper Kupp and Nacua, because let's face it, that's who gets the ball here. And probably almost certainly a Kyron Williams anytime touchdown.
Eagles at Ravens. Great game at 425. Ravens -3 at home enough. 50.5.
Eagles secondary is playing so well. Baltimore run the ball, soften them up here. I like the Eagles in this game. I think they are coming along at the right time here.
I like the Eagles.
Baltimore already had that big win, the Hardball Bowl. We talked about that earlier throughout the show here. I think the Eagles, boy, Detroit, Philadelphia, Buffalo, those are my top three teams in the NFL. So I think they win. I think they at least cover. I think they win the game outright anyway.
I'm with you. I like the Eagles in the game. And speaking of Buffalo, they play Sunday night. They are not dogs. They are coming. They are home off a bye, but they are not dogs. They are -6.5 against the 49ers, who, as we know, they're reeling, George. They've lost a few here. They're now under 500. We don't know yet if Purdy's playing. We don't know if Bosa's playing. And Bosa's the main thing, because if the weather is decent, which is also a question mark, they need Bosa to chase Allen around, or else they're going to have all kinds of problems, just like they did against Green Bay on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now here. Purdy's listed as questionable here, but even if he can play, I don't know what that shoulder is going to be like. Can he throw the ball? Can he get the ball down the field? Remember, Trent Williams also was out. I think he'll play, so I think you will get Trent Williams back, who's also massively important to that team on the offense. Because let's face it, I think he has that team attitude, and he doesn't let anybody buy him here. But you're right about Bosa. If he's out, they can't really stop anybody. That defense is just completely different. He's also listed as questionable, but then again, everybody at this point is listed as questionable. Bose has hip and oblique injuries, by the way. So he's a little screwed up times two here. Bottom line is this. I think Buffalo wins the game. I don't think this is going to be the great as great a TV game as we would hope for.
No, I hope you're right. From your lips to God's ears. I hope it's exactly like that. I hope everybody except me is turning it off at halftime or the third quarter because it's such a blowout. George, tremendous job as always. I will see you next week. Great job by Matthias Cabell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Kid Radio. Show back tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.